Genesis was fun, but Exodus is like the too fast, too furious part of scripture. And that's where we are right now. It's Vin Diesel walking out. He's like, this is my family. I got family. And so this family's
Nothing's more important than family.
exactly. And that's exactly what it is. So that's what the Fast and Furious franchise taught teaches us. And that's what the Israelites do. So they're doing it together and they're walking it forward for us. So didn't think that I'd ever compare those two together,
I'm
but
pumped.
here we are. And now we have to live with that knowledge.
Welcome to this Bible podcast. I know, the name's super creative. I'm your host, Sam Lewis, and I'm glad you're here. We'll be diving into the daily lectionary, and I hope you'll find something that is maybe a little fun, maybe meaningful, and hopefully brings you closer to God. Let's dive in.
Glad to be back. My name is Josh Sweeney. I am technically in Dayton, Ohio right now, but we are moving to Kansas City, Kansas, where I will be the director of education, Christian education, at Knox Presbyterian Church there in Kansas City. I tried to get a tryout with the Kansas City Chiefs, but they said no, you're fine. And it's okay. It hurt my feelings a little bit, but that's where I am. I am married to Reverend Anna Owens, who will be serving at Village Presbyterian Church on Antioch. We have a son, Charlie, who is 2 and a half and is all full toddler mode. And we have two dogs, Newt and Abby, and just excited. Ordination track in the PCUSA. So hopefully it'll be ordained sometime this time next year. And so we'll see how that goes. But excited to have a little conversation around the Exodus in chapters 13, verses 17 through 22. And I'll be reading from the NRSV version. When Pharaoh let the people go, God did not lead them by the way of the land of the Philistines, although that was nearer, for God thought if the people face war, they may change their minds and return to Egypt. So God led the people by the roundabout way of the wilderness toward the Red Sea. The Israelites went up out of the land of Egypt prepared for battle. And Moses took with him the bones of Joseph, who had required a solemn oath of the Israelites, saying, God will surely take notice of you. And then you must carry my bones with you from here. They set out from Succoth and camped at Etham on the edge of the wilderness. The Lord went in front of them in a pillar of cloud by day to lead them along the way, and in a pillar of fire by night to give them light, so that they might travel by day and by night. Neither the pillar of cloud by day nor the pillar of fire by night left its place in front of the people. This is the word of God for us, the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
God. Ooh, the Exodus traveling, how metaphorical that is for us as well. Yeah, the big one that's just right off the top is if the people face war, they may change their minds and return to Egypt. I think there's something that changes within the gospel text there of, Jesus had to go through Jericho, or, you had to go through Jericho. You had to go through the tribulation. You had to go through it. You had to face it head on. And here we have God being like, let's take that long journey, because at least in the long journey, you won't return. You won't change your mind. And I don't know. I think that that's an interesting, if we hold up the gospel text and we hold the Torah up here, I wonder if there's something, if we dig a little bit further into kind of that mindset and what that looks like. Obviously, I'm not sure of how many miles, kind of the Jericho thing, I think is like 30 miles difference, that if you did the roundabout or if you went through. I'm not sure exactly the Israelites' pathway and how long that took. But yeah, I think that there's something where conflict is not always the answer. You know, that there is something about going the long way around, you know, going through the process, going through kind of that metamorphosis that happens whenever you are able to take something along. And, you know, yeah, I think if we're honest with ourselves, that's more of a truth in humanity where, you know, I think so, you know, that we're told so much that, you know, it's like, you got to face the conflict head on. You got to face it. You got to face it. You got to face it. Whenever it's just like, hey, how about I grow? How about I grow, figure it out? And then, you know, because the Israelites still faced war, you know, and it's just like, you know, they still faced battles, but there was something about that they had to take that growth then to go fight, you know, because once they got to Canaan, they had to fight for that land. You know, it was, you know, it was occupied land, you know, that they ended up, you know, kicking people out of. And so, you know, and so that's kind of what's going on here that I'm interested why God didn't, what was curious of why right there at the beginning, God was like, hey, they'll return.
Well, and I think about that exactly, right? Like they'll run back to Egypt. And in fact, we do see, right, the people saying like, should have just left us in Egypt. If it was going to be so awful, should have stayed in Egypt. And this kind of tendency of ours, and by ours, I mean humanity's, to go back to what we know. I once told a therapist, like, I know that this work will make my life better. Right. But I don't want to like do the work that it takes to make my life better. He was like, I'm gonna make that a title of my book.
Yeah. Easily. Just let me get a few of them royalties.
Yeah.
Oh, that's You know, and so I think that's interesting, right? But again, you have to look at the it's the context of the whole, right? Like there's hindsight, there's everything, you know, in which you recognize like, hey, that there's something about this journey. There's something about this path, you know, same kind of thing. Whenever I was in therapy and working through, you know, a lot of the issues that I was holding on to, you know, it's like, you know, dragging. And I think that that's what's interesting with Jacob's bones, you know, that there's something that they have to take with them, you know, and I don't know, do we fully let go of things, you know, of what we carry, you know, kind of with us? And so I thought that was, not Jacob, Joseph's bones. And so I thought that was interesting. I didn't remember that whenever, you know, reading through Exodus, that they also, you know, had a bag of bones with them the whole time. Yeah. And yeah, and so I think there's something there that we'll preach as well, you know, of what we kind of carry, what we need to carry, you know, that we carry the people that raised us, the people who, you know, our history, you know, they'll always be a part of us in some form or fashion. And I think that was interesting.
I love that idea. I love that idea that as we go into whatever kind of resurrected life looks like for us, we get to carry with us the people who have kind of pushed us toward resurrection, right? I'm sure the metaphor breaks down somewhere there, but just this idea that like as I live into my resurrected self, there are people who have, there are saints, right, mm-hmm. who have made that accessible to me, who have helped me open myself to God, to kind of live into this resurrected self. And so, like, keeping in mind that those saints not only matter, but they carry with us.
Right. Yeah. You know, and I think one of the things with the Israelites' journey, it's all about the wilderness. And so as soon as wilderness gets brought up, like my mind goes straight to Brené Brown and, you know, and just kind of the work that she did. And so she has this quote in Braving the Wilderness, the quest for true belonging and the courage to stand alone. She says true belonging is the spiritual practice of believing in and belonging to yourself so deeply that you can share your most authentic self with the world and find sacredness in both being a part of something and standing alone in the wilderness. True belonging doesn't require you to change who you are. It requires you to be who you are. And I think, yeah, I think that's just so true within this mindset, maybe within the Israelites and just us today of, you know, what we care, you know, of being true and that authentic of what you're carrying with you of everything that kind of comes into play. And that there's a wilderness out there for each one of us and that we each have to go into it. And so I think that that's what I really appreciate about, you know, their journey and our journey today, yeah. And the changes that happen.
And being free from Egypt is not being free from difficulty or, you know, it's not being free from the possibility that you'll try to run back to Egypt. It's not being free from coming up against a wall of water, mm-hmm. right? And thinking like, oh, what now? But it is knowing that in all of that, God continues to deliver, right? I think,
right.
You know, we talk, you know, God delivered the people from Egypt, but really God delivers over and over and over and over again. And I think, you know, as we think about the resurrection, right, in yep. Easter, like, that's God continuing to deliver. And we talk about the resurrection as like the event that happens on Easter, which it absolutely is. And it's also the event that happens all the time in our lives right. as God delivers over and over and over yep. again.
Yeah, brings dead to life, you know, and what that kind of means. And oh, absolutely. Absolutely. But yeah, I think, you know, and that's what I think is remarkable because, you know, I've never really thought about this, but you have the disciples and the Israelites and that calling that kind of takes place and they have to choose to go and they are on this journey together. Granted, one is, you know, 40 years, one's, you know, to some extent 3 years, but then it's the rest of their life, you know, kind of deal. And just, yeah, like what they, you know, saying yes and just going and what that kind of opens up. And, you know, was it fun the whole time? Absolutely not. But what it does show is just shows how God continuously stands on the side of those who say, you know, yes, and keeps going as well as, you know, all of humanity, but just, you know, kind of what that means for us today and how we can go yep. back and see these things. I think it's pretty neat.
It is. Yeah. Will you pray for us?
Yeah, let's pray. And as we do it, we'll kind of do it in breath prayers. I was a little anxious today. So I think let's, we'll just kind of breathe in and breathe out as we pray.
Great.
Breathe in God's mercies. Breathe out God's mercies to others. Breathe in God's mercies. Breathe out God's mercies to others. Breathe in knowing that God is with you. Breathe out knowing that God will never abandon you. Breathe in knowing that God is a cloud. Breathe out knowing that God is light. God, we thank you for this time together. We give thanks for the scriptures. God, we give thanks for the time that the Israelites experienced in the wilderness. God, even though we don't know what it was like exactly for them, we do know what it is like to be alone, to be scared, and to wonder. God, but there is a trust in you that we understand, and there is a trust in you that you know that you will guide us in everything that we do. That we just have to be ready to receive. It's in your name we pray. Amen.
Amen.